Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Today is Wednesday, September the 23rd, and it's 2015, by the way. We are exploring 60s television this week on Chuck's Favorite Things. And the show I picked out for you today is called Lost in Space. You know, one of my favorite things growing up was, of course, 60s television. A lot of the great black and white shows, color shows, came out. They were just fun. The Andy Griffith Show, Dick Van Dyke Show. Oh, my. So many other shows came out during that time. Just classics. Like, you know, how about The Addams Family? How about Batman? I mean, these were some great shows. And I was privileged to grow up in that era and watch it. Oh, how about Bewitched? I haven't even talked about Bewitched. Classic, classic television. Remember in the 60s, we had a mandate from our president. So we were in this space race with Russia and whoever else. And so during this space race time, guess what? A lot of things that we did and talked about were a result of these space programs. Guess what? We got television shows, even music that came out from some of the groups, you know, featured music about outer space, or it sounded like that. You know, one of the bands was called the Telestials. You know, great sound, you know. These shows were classics like Star Trek, I Dream of Jeannie, Lost in Space, and even there was one called My Favorite Martian, where actually a Martian came to Earth to live, which was really funny. Lost in Space is the show I want to talk about today on 60s television. It was a CBS science fiction television show, and it was on my TV for 3 years, from 1965 to 1968. You know, there were 83 episodes filmed and released. The first season that came out was in black and white, and then the next two seasons were filmed in color. As I might have told you, you know, it really didn't matter to me because our TV was a black and white TV, and it didn't matter what kind of color it was. It all came out the same to me. This show was created by Mr. Irwin Allen, who is also known for the television show Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, The Time Tunnel, The Land of the Giants, and more. In our 60s television series, we're talking about different shows that I liked during that time. Well, Lost in Space is one of those. It was like the book that was written that was called Swiss Family Robinson. It could have been called Space Family Robinson. And I think that's why they chose the name Robinson. Both families were named that, and both families were marooned, one on an island, and they were marooned from a shipwreck, and the other is in outer space, but they still have their ship, and they can go from here to there. They just can't get home. In Lost in Space, there were a lot of memorable episodes, you know, but it seems like every week the Robinson family had to endure the extremes of space travel, different encounters with aliens of all kinds, a spunky robot that they had, and a conniving Dr. Smith. It was a lot of fun to see the dynamics of this family. You know, it's one thing to have a family living on Earth, and you have the dynamics of that, you know, going to the grocery store, cooking meals, going to school. Well, this family's in outer space, guys. And so you're watching the dynamic of these family relationships as they're in outer space. They also have this robot that talks and does things, and Dr. Smith. I was only 11 years old when this came out. I could really identify with young Will Robinson. He was the boy on this space mission. I also thought his sister was very cute, even though Angela Cartwright, who played his sister, was 2 years older than me. You know, at that time, it really didn't matter. Who is the cast in Lost in Space? Well, we have Mr. Guy Williams, played Professor John Robinson. June Lockhart played Maureen Robinson. Do you know the name June Lockhart? She was a movie star and also famous for her role as the mother on the television show Lassie. If you remember seeing Lassie about the dog, it was a great show. Mark Goddard played Major Don West. Marta Kristen played Judy Robinson. Bill Mummy played Will Robinson. Angela Cartwright, Penny Robinson. Jonathan Harris played Dr. Zachary Smith. And the Robinson's robot was created by Mr. Robert Kinoshita. the same man who designed Robbie the Robot for the famous movie Forbidden Planet from 1956. Now, indeed, Robbie the Robot makes a guest appearance in Lost in Space in the episode called War of the Robots, 1966. I got that information from IMDb, one of my favorite sites to go to about movies and television. In fact, if you want to read some great trivia on this show, Lost in Space, it's much more than I can even talk about or blog about, but the trivia on there is very interesting about what went on in some of the episodes and what was going on. Go to imdb.com and you can read about the Lost in Space. I have a link on my page, by the way, chucksfavoritethings.com. Go there and click on it. You can read about the trivia. Now, lastly, let's talk about the music, because music is always important in movies and television. It sets the stage, it sets the tone, and in fact, as I've told you before, if something is getting ready to happen, the music usually gets increased in crescendo, and also, you know, you never hear different sounds. Like if it's scary, there are different sounds that will provoke a sense of scariness or eeriness, and so music is very important for movies and television. The theme music to Lost in Space was created by Mr. John Williams. Do you know that name? Oh, man. He's the legendary composer, director, and musician. And he also did the music to, are you ready? Star Wars, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, E.T., Indiana Jones, all those series, Superman, Jurassic Park, and Schindler's List, just to name a few. This man is prolific. In season one, some of the episodes used some incidental music, and they used the electronic machine called a theremin that I talked about before, and then when I talked about the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still, the electronic instrument called the theremin is incorporated to kind of create sounds. And you do this by passing your hand through this area where an antenna is, and it's called a heterodyne oscillator. I don't know. Music that's created on that, and you go, ooh, you know, it's kind of eerie, you know? And they use that in a lot of suspense and horror movies, and a lot of space movies and television shows. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things, as we've been going back in time and looking at what was happening in the 60s in America, especially in American television, 60s television, featuring the television show Lost in Space. This podcast and blog are brought to you this week by an independent Plexus ambassador. That's me. I love my Plexus Slim. I take it every day. It's helping to stabilize my blood sugars. I've lost my cravings for sweets and Dr. Pepper. I've not had a Dr. Pepper in 11 weeks. I'm so happy about that. Saving money and looking good at the same time, I tell you what. Thank you for going to my site, PlexusChuck.com, and you can learn more about my products, Plexus Worldwide. And until tomorrow, thank you for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation for music, movies, memories, and more. Bye-bye.